Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. An intense look on your face, and everyone is intently watching that screen.
This is, if I'm not mistaken, Pete, this picture was taken right as the helicopter was having some problems. But you may not remember.
I can't see. That's
what it feels like, because I remember Hillary putting her hand over her mouth at that point. There's silence at this point inside the room.
When you look at it,
yeah,
what does it conjure up inside you?
You know, what it conjures up is all of the emotions that were running through my and every other person in that small group. It was just an extraordinary experience and a great privilege to be part of.
There's Hillary Clinton and President Obama talking to Brian Williams about the famous circumstances inside the White House as the two of them and others watch the unfolding of the raid that resulted in the killing of Osama bin Laden. That was 1 year ago. A number of things over this past weekend that have come back around, if you will, recycled. The one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden is one of them. And that's what we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits from News Talk Radio and Television from this past weekend, the anniversary and the subsequent discussion of the death of Osama bin Laden and his family. A lot of things have come out, including the fact that he used sexual enhancement to keep his wives happy. I thought that was kind of an interesting item. There are a number of interesting items, actually, that have come about as a result of our focus, including the fear the news media has engaged in, trying to scare you. There's going to be a terrorism. There's another attack that's looming or imminent or whatever it is. From Sunday morning program on Fox News, Chris Wallace talked to White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan about recent terror alerts, in fact.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security issued alerts this week that terrorists may try to strike around the first anniversary next week of the takedown of Osama bin Laden. How seriously do you take this idea of an anniversary plot, and is there any new information about terrorist activity or chatter?
Well, I think, as we've said publicly, there is no credible reporting right now that there is an active plot underway to coincide with the anniversary of the bin Laden takedown. But the counterterrorism community is used to making sure that we're as vigilant as possible to guard against any efforts on the part of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups to mark such a day. Clearly, it was a momentous day in U.S. history. And so this is something that we're going to make sure that we are not going to let down our guard, and we're going to stay extra vigilant, in fact, during this period of time.
But you make it sound like it's primarily a precaution, not that you have specific evidence out there that you're trying to stop.
Well, being in the counterterrorism business, on a regular basis, we have reports of threats to U.S. interests and plots to carry out attacks. And it is up to our professionals in the intelligence, law enforcement, and security environments to track down all of these leads. And that's what we're doing right now.
Tracking down the leads. Are you afraid? 800-510-8255 on the countdown. That's the phone-in line. You can reach me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com with an email if you'd like. Follow us on Twitter, Pinterest, and on Facebook. There's a box on the homepage at DougSteffen.com, the direction how to do that if you would like to, as we go through the news of the weekend. The conversation, excuse me, that started by the Sunday morning program is always typically a Monday morning thing. From Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Ed Gillespie, who is a Romney campaign advisor, about whether or not we are safer, given the fact that bin Laden is dead and all.
Here is the Obama campaign very much going on the offensive. And I mentioned Osama bin Laden 1 year later. They're certainly using that issue against Governor Romney. Here was the vice president on Thursday.
Thanks to President Obama, bin Laden is dead and General Motors alive. You have to ask yourself, had Governor Romney been president, could he have used the same slogan in reverse?
The argument's clear that Governor Romney would not have made killing Osama bin Laden a priority.
You know, David, this is one of the reasons President Obama has become one of the most divisive presidents in American history. He took something that was a unifying event for all Americans, an event that Governor Romney congratulated him and the military and the intelligence analysts in our government for completing the mission in terms of killing Osama bin Laden. And he's managed to turn it into a divisive partisan political attack that former Defense Secretary Frank Carlucci for President Reagan called sad, John McCain called shameful. I think most Americans will see it as a sign of a desperate campaign.
It's interesting, though, if you compare it to the president you worked for, President Bush, and some of the same sort of tactics that were used in a lot of people's eyes. Here's an example back in 2004 of an ad that he ran. He was running for re-election.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
The last few years have tested America in many ways. Some challenges we've seen before, and some were like no others.
Using images from the World Trade Center. A lot of people see that as the very same thing. Is it not focusing on leadership moments of a president?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a distinction here, though, David. I think if President Obama had said, even though he said we shouldn't spike the football, at the time of this momentous occasion regarding Osama bin Laden, had said, I'm proud of this, I think people would have said he should be proud of this. We're proud as a country that this happened. It's the extra iteration. It's the attack that, Governor Romney wouldn't have done. I can't envision having served in the White House, any president having been told, we have him, he's here, should we go in saying, no, we shouldn't. So the difference here is you don't see, you see in the Bush ad saying, he's a strong leader. You don't see him saying, and that guy, would have done something different. I mean, I think that's
the 2004 campaign. Yeah. Vice President Cheney made it very clear that his view was that America's defenses would be down and would be vulnerable to a terrorist attack if John Kerry had been elected president.
Well,
so is it any different?
David, what we talked about, and again, we can go back and talk about, 8 years ago, the record of Senator Kerry, which is what I remember talking about on this show a number of times, was the record. This is an attack on something that might have not happened. It's a bridge too far. Again, I think the American people will see through it. And I think that Secretary Carlucci was, when he said it's sad and Senator McCain said it's shameful, I suspect most Americans would look at those comments and probably not disagree with those assessments.
Is America safer because of President Obama's leadership?
I think that America is not as strong as we should be. And I think that if you look at the perceptions of America across the country, you look at the, our relationship, the reset button with Russia and telling please tell Putin we'll be more flexible later, our relationships with Israel. I don't think that President Obama, under President Obama, America is as strong as it should be or will be under President Romney.
Is America safer under President Obama's leadership?
I think we're safe. We haven't been subject to attack, but I don't know that that's, I'm not sure. I don't know enough in terms of the intelligence. I used to, to know that. But I don't believe that President Obama, under President Obama, we are as strong as we should be as a nation. And I believe that under President Romney, we would be stronger.
All right. So there's the usual politics of the discussion, stronger under Obama. Bill Clinton says we're going in the right direction. Do you agree with that? Sooner or later, we'll get into the political season. That's the first shot, I guess, of the hour. 800-510-8255. News, talk, radio, and television talking about the one-year anniversary of the killing of bin Laden. And more on that with your calls coming up at 800-510-8255 in a few moments here on The Countdown.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no, I'm silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yes?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255 on the radio and on the internet at DougStephan.com, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman talking about this one-year anniversary of the killing of bin Laden.
President Obama, a year ago, had a huge international victory with the death of Osama bin Laden. And he has been busy in the last couple of weeks reviewing any potential threats to the United States before the big anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. But there's no concrete evidence that al-Qaeda is plotting any revenge attacks. So this segment, my point is not to work you into a frenzy thinking that we are under threat. We're not. But it's important that we know what's going on in terms of the potential for something to happen. Now, the Navy SEALs, of course, shot bin Laden last year in that raid in Pakistan. White House press secretary said on Thursday, at this time, we have no credible information that terrorist organizations, including al-Qaeda, are plotting attacks in the United States to coincide with the anniversary of bin Laden's death. However, and this is my wording, however, we're still watching. FBI, Department of Homeland Security Intelligence Bulletin that was issued also last week to state and local law enforcement agencies said basically the same thing. We don't have any specific or credible threats, but let's just keep our eyes peeled, shall we? It did say that al-Qaeda's affiliates and allies are still intent on conducting attacks here in the United States, possibly to avenge the death of bin Laden, but not necessarily tied to the anniversary. There was a conference call this weekend also. Deputy Director of National Intelligence Robert Cadillo said a couple of important things, not just about the anniversary of bin Laden's death, but that the core of al-Qaeda, what's left of al-Qaeda, is probably not capable of carrying out any large-scale attack like the September 11th attacks. And the likelihood of an attack that uses chemical or biological or atomic or radiological weapons over the next year is really not that high. That means that they are looking at the lone wolves, these possibly homegrown extremists who are radicalized over the internet, the damn YouTubes gets in their brains, or those who travel in very small cells.
800-510-8255. Your calls up next about this on the countdown.
Help
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A year after the U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda seems to be hobbled. We're still hunting them, too busy surviving for the moment anyway to carry out another attack on U.S. soil. But they still dream of paying back the U.S. for the death of Osama bin Laden. And in fact, don't you think that they really are? With every moment that we talk about this, there is fear. Look at the TSA. Look at all the things that are going through the Patriot Act. Look at all the things every day that have affected our lives that we will never be the same. And it's because of that incident, and they know it. There has been a decade of fighting the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, cost the U.S. $1.28 trillion. 6,400 Americans are dead as a result of this fight trying to find Al-Qaeda and the affiliates, whether we be in Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan. The whole idea here is that we still pay the price and they know it. 800-510-8255. But the politics, of course, for some are more important than anything else, and that's why we have this call from David in Virginia.
Of course we're much safer as a result of it. The unfortunate thing is the Republican Party refuses to give the president any credit for anything. You know, and so their strategy for the next 6 months is going to be to pretty much say, oh, the president is politicizing the death of Osama bin Laden. It is one of the biggest accomplishments for an American president. And so it is his every right to tout his credentials. You know, would Mitt Romney have made that same courageous decision? The answer is probably not.
How do you know that, sir? That's foolish. The whole premise of whether or not it's a plus for Obama and a negative for Romney is just political baloney. 800-510-8255. Do you think we are safer because of the death of bin Laden? And if so, do you give that credit to Obama? Roy in North Carolina, your thoughts, please.
This was a whole lot more than just a decision. It wasn't just the president saying yes or no. There was amazing detective work it took to get bin Laden. And they got 8 million pages worth of Al-Qaeda records and archives that are probably bearing all kinds of fruit we don't even know about. This was unprecedented, not just getting bin Laden, but getting his whole library. It was amazing.
Well, the whole thing is something that we're very capable of doing. We did the same thing, only we never shot Saddam Hussein. We've done the same thing. The SEALs and some of these other groups, Mossad, MI, 11, whatever, or 11, 6, whatever their number is now. All these groups together are capable of pulling off these sorts of things. We just don't use them for whatever the reason. Some of them are political, some of them are international. But we certainly have the capability of doing that, no question about it. Here's Kevin in Indiana. You think we're safer?
I think we're safer because everybody knows, well, I don't know if everybody knows, but he's the one that came up with the idea of flying airplanes in the buildings like 15 years ago before it even happened. The thing that gets me is, are they going to go back and change the Patriot Act and all these laws they put on us to make us safer, they say? I think you're always going to have somebody mad at America. I mean, anymore, we even got commercials that say we're the world protector. I think we're going the wrong direction as our military. The people should start rising up against our future, because our past is nothing but going out and looking for people to fight, it seems like.
Yeah, it does seem like we're always at war, doesn't it? And look at what it's cost us in terms, again, of dollars and people. 800-510-8255. We'll move to the presidential race in a few minutes here on the countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get preparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The presidential race now front and center as we move away from the death of bin Laden anniversary. We'll talk about the vice president, possibilities, kind of good for you, Doug. The potential possibilities of running mates, a lot of speculation on that. The Sunday morning programs seem to have a lot of info from Face the Nation and a CNN program called State of the Union. And then we'll get to some radio hosts as well on this, because that's our job, to review the news talk information coming from the channels on television that are doing the so-called news talk routine, issues of the day, that sort of thing, and politics front and center from CBS's Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer talks to former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa about how close they both think the race may be.
Governor Romney seems pretty confident. When he sat out with Diane Sawyer last week and she asked him what message he had for the president, he said, start packing. And then the other night, after he won some more primaries, he said, a better America begins tonight. Is it time to start measuring curtains in the Oval Office yet?
I think we've got a lot of
campaign ahead of us.
Of course we do. But I think a lot of people in the news media and a lot of others were surprised that after a not very flattering nomination contest for Republicans, the first Gallup poll, Romney's ahead. In your poll, it's a dead heat. In other polls, it's a dead heat. I think a lot of people expected that Romney would be like Reagan was in 1980, when, as you know, Reagan was about 14 points at this point. And I didn't expect Romney to be behind that far. But the fact that it's a dead heat right now, after the Republican nomination contest, which wasn't as helpful as we might have liked it to be.
Mr. Mayor, do you think it's that close?
I think the country's evenly divided. I think it's going to be a very close election. But if you look at Governor Romney's record, the only people that will be packing, looking back, were the companies that he bought, put in debt, and then had employees go packing, and he made a profit. If that's what he's going to do with the economy, then we're all going to be packing. I think it's going to be a very close election. It's going to be tough. The country's evenly divided, but I think ultimately that President Obama will win. And he'll win because he's got a record of defending and fighting for the middle class, because he's set on addressing the deficit, but doing it in a way that's responsible. $2.50 of cuts for revenue.
So how about you, Governor? You think it's going to be close?
Not if President Obama tries to run his record. I would love to think that that's what they're going to do, is run his record, because the results of his policies have been terrible. The economy grew 2.2% the last quarter, according to his administration. I mean, after the last deep recession, the economy was growing 5, 6, 7%. We were adding jobs by the hundreds of thousands. This has been the most peaked recovery, and it's because of his policies.
Well, what a weak performance by the mayor of Los Angeles, which is one of the reasons that he's pretty much done with politics. What he said was basically childish, didn't you think? 800-510-8255. You're welcome to join in the conversation by dialing that number, 800-510-TALK, or you can join me by sending a comment to Doug@DougStefan.com, following us on Facebook and Twitter, and Pinterest is easy to do, too. Just check out the box that explains. It's called the Listen Box at DougStefan.com. All right, let's get to another slice from Face the Nation. Before we do that, though, let's listen to this excerpt from the CNN Sunday morning program with Candy Crowley talking to House Speaker John Boehner about Mitt Romney.
You come from such wildly different backgrounds that I find it fascinating. What do you think of him?
Listen, I've known the governor for 15 years. He's a very likable person. And frankly, he has had a very successful career. And I frankly think the governor should be proud of his accomplishments. He and I are both striving for the same thing, to make sure that our kids and grandkids have an opportunity at the American dream like he and I have had. Every American ought to have this chance. And I think he has a background where he can go out and talk about how to create jobs, how to turn this economy around, and how to give the American people exactly what they want, more jobs.
You know, he comes from a privileged background. You did not come from a privileged background. This is a time, an economic time, when people are hurting and have been hurting for quite some time. Do you think that someone who is as wealthy as he is, who had as much privilege as he is, has a hill to climb to overcome that?
No. American people don't want to vote for a loser. They don't want to vote for someone that hasn't been successful. I think Mitt Romney has an opportunity to show the American people that they too can succeed.
Are you two, in any way, can we say you're working together now on the election? Have you talked to him?
I have not talked to him.
Really?
But I would guess. I tried to avoid talking to all the candidates.
But now he's the guy.
But now he's the guy. He called and I called him back. We kind of traded some voicemails. But I expect that I will soon.
Who would you like him to pick as vice president?
Whoever he's happy with.
You see anybody around up here that you like?
Well, there are a lot of people.
You know Portman, right? He's named a lot.
There are a lot of people that I like, but this is a personal choice for Governor Romney. And I'm confident they'll have a running mate that will be helpful to the ticket.
And if you had to say, look, my number one, what I really would look for in a VP if I were Mitt Romney, what is that quality?
I think the number one quality is, are they capable of being president in the case of an emergency?
Does that fit someone like, say, Marco Rubio, who is the
fits
new
a,
kind of
writer? Fits a lot of people.
Does it fit him?
Fits Marco. It fits Senator Portman, Governor Daniels. I can get out a long
one
list
left
of people.
800-510-8255. So who would be a good vice presidential candidate? Let's take some of your calls on that. The people that are being considered are all fairly interesting folks, and maybe the question could be, or should be, who needs to be cool, because everybody keeps talking about Mitt Romney not being cool. Many of the people who are on the tryout stage for the Veep stakes, as they're called. Let's see here. Mitt Romney's going to New Hampshire today alongside Senator Kelly Ayotte, who's a first-term senatorial candidate. She's pretty close to Romney. And is an interesting idea for vice presidential contender, along with Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, Marco Rubio of Florida, and it'll be interesting to see him go around the country, get close to some of these people who might be good. Yes, is it smart for him to have somebody on the ballot that's from his neck of the woods? Probably not. But anyway, she's a very interesting character, very approachable, very engaging, interesting. So her political future would be interesting to watch, as a matter of fact. 800-510-8255. Here's Eric Furstrom, who is a Romney advisor, talking to Bob Schieffer.
There was also some numbers in the Wall Street Journal poll that I would guess might give you some concern. One of them asked who was the most easygoing and likable. President Obama was favored by 54% of the people to 18% who said that about Romney. When asked about caring about average people, again, 52% said President Obama cared more. Only 22% said Governor Romney. And then looking out for the middle class, again, Mr. Obama, 48% of the people said they liked President Obama, believed that about him. Only 27% said that about Governor Romney. So do you believe those numbers, Mr. Furstrom? And what do you do? That seems like a challenge to me.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I've been associated with Mitt Romney for the past 10 years. I've observed him in public, and I've observed him when the cameras are off. I've witnessed his acts of charity. I've seen how he relates to his family, and I've seen how he interacts with complete strangers. And I can tell you that this is a man of integrity and character. And I think over the course of this next 7 months of the campaign, Americans are going to see that too. And I'm confident at the end of this process, they're going to choose Mitt Romney as their next president.
But he's been out there for a while now, and somehow he cannot seem to get that part across. Why do you think that is?
Well, I have to disagree. We're just starting off now on the general election campaign. It's going to be a long road, 7 months. People are going to be learning a lot about Mitt Romney, a lot about his family, about his wife Ann. And again, at the end of the process, I think they're going to see in Mitt Romney a person of integrity, a person of character, and someone who can lead this country through some very challenging times with our economy. We have no doubt that at the end of the day, he will be the choice of Americans for their next president.
800-510-8255. Is it just me, or is Bob Schieffer coming across this year as really being partisan? For the first time this year, I just have kind of lost respect for him because of what I perceive anyway to be a partisanship on his behalf. Anybody else agree? 800-510-8255. We'll get to Senator Marco Rubio in the focus with Jeb Bush's recent comments. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey, Dorothy,
you
come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. with dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
You're right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in six World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Huh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home. But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Value.com.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
800-510-8255 on our countdown as we continue our discussion here for this half hour, focusing on the presidential race, whether Obama is the best choice or Romney is the best choice. Here's talk host Esme Murphy with political analyst Stephen Shire. They talk about what Shire thinks Romney needs to do as he moves toward the general election.
What are some of the things that he needs to do in the next few months as he becomes the face of, he becomes, in essence, the guy who everyone knows is going to run against Barack Obama?
Well, he has to define himself. And one reason that Barack Obama is running an ad saying Mitt Romney would not have taken out Osama bin Laden is he's trying to define Mitt Romney for people before Mitt Romney gets a word in, which is exactly what George W. Bush did with John Kerry, or at least attempted to do in the spring of 2004, define your opponent. So the first thing that Romney has to do, and he has an opportunity here because he is not well known, and that is an opportunity, but he has to define himself on his terms for the public and not let the president's campaign do that for him. That's the first thing he needs to do. But of course, related to that, in order to accomplish that, you need to raise a lot of money, which he's attempting to do. And a third thing that they really need to be doing, and they're well behind the president's campaign on this, is developing the social network internet infrastructure that was really pioneered by Obama in 2008 and is being perfected in 2012. The Obama campaign's been spending tens of millions of dollars on this, and the Romney campaign just hasn't matched it at all. And that could really matter in the fall when you are when you have thousands of people contacting their social networks and other friends to get them to vote for a candidate. And also giving thousands of hours of volunteer time trying to support the candidate's campaign. The Obama campaign at this point is much better positioned to do that well than is the Romney campaign.
All right, here are our hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talking to Inside Washington's Gordon Peterson.
Likely GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney is looking for a running mate, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio is often mentioned as a possible pick.
Rubio recently stirred up national debate with a new proposal to grant certain illegal immigrants the right to work in the U.S.
Yeah, Rubio's come up with a modified version of the DREAM Act. In it, the children of undocumented immigrants get a break. Have you seen them together? I mean, yeah. They look good together.
Yeah.
Rubio reminds me a lot of Tony Blair, I think. It sounds weird to say that, but he is so articulate that even when you don't agree with him, you love to hear him talk. he's a remarkable politician. If you look at a recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, you see Mitt Romney trailing the president by, I think, about 47% among Hispanics. That's a huge gap. Now, the question is, even with a Rubio on the ticket, given what Romney has said earlier about immigration, can he close the gap? Also, Rubio is still an unknown. Is there a surprise about him out there? Well, I don't know. We'll find out. In that NBC poll, Romney's ahead with whites, suburban voters, voters who expressed a lot of interest in the election, but that's not enough to take him where he wants to go. And also, as you know, the battleground is in the independent vote. During the Republican primary, as I recall, during those...
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our number is 800-510-8255. All kinds of discussions about who the president ought to be, what the record is of the president, and the record of Romney as Massachusetts governor, who should be his running mate, all that certainly fodder for conversation. Don's in Jacksonville. Go ahead, Don. Evan, you'll have to put Don on because that works better there. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Doug, a popularity to me would be getting this country house in order. Maybe, I don't know, paying down some of this debt. The way Obama's going around, you know, touting these late-night talk shows and trying to be swag, like he's promoting a new movie or a book or something like that. I'm looking for somebody that's presidential and to get this country back on track again. That's popular to me.
Well, in terms of the debt, the people who understand, that is analysts who look at these numbers, understand that unless you cancel all of the discretionary spending, which is basically all of the military and pretty much all the other things the government does with the exception of a very few items, you'll never pay down the debt because unless we double the tax rate, double the amount of money you're paying in taxes, we'll never be able to pay ongoing even the things that are current. We have to pay the debt. We have to pay all of the things that are promised to people like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all that stuff. Otherwise, we'll have rioting in the streets like Greece did. So when you get right down to it, it doesn't make a difference whether Romney's the president or whether Obama's the president. The thing is, there's an institutional thing, Don, that is part of the thinking. Washington thinks it has to keep doing what it's always done, and whether Romney can kind of change that feeling or thinking in the city was probably important. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Natalie in Jackson, Tennessee. Your mind is open, hopefully, Natalie, and so we want to hear from you. Go ahead, ma'am.
My suggestion is that Mitt Romney make the commitment to waive his presidential salary for his first term. He can make the commitment to put that toward the national debt. He's so rich. Middle class might understand that if he made the commitment to waive that presidential salary.
Yeah, many people used to suggest that of other rich politicians, like one of the senators from Wisconsin, Herb, I'm trying to remember his last name, I think it's Cole, Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey, Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts. A lot of people running against them have suggested the same thing. I don't know whether anybody ever did that or not, to be honest with you, but it's interesting as you put that idea forth. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Anybody want to see that happen? I don't know what he did as governor of Massachusetts, whether he took the salary or not. Speaking of Massachusetts, here's Joe in Massachusetts with a pick for vice presidential material.
I think Marco Rubio would be a great choice for Romney because he would send the signal that the Republicans really aren't hostile towards the Hispanic vote. That's kind of where I'm coming from. Sounds kind of strange from a Democrat, maybe, but that's kind of where I'm coming from. I'm very disappointed in the present administration, the country needs someone to bring them together, and I think Marco Rubio would send that kind of message.
All right, a lot of people think he's not ready yet for it, but that's interesting, your point of view. Here's Richard in Maryland with who he thinks Romney ought to pick.
I have kind of an out-left-field prediction, if you don't mind. But there's one fellow who's been around a long time and who was sort of counted out in the nomination process from the last election, but came back to win it, and that's John McCain. And I feel that if Romney uses good common sense, he needs a bulldog fighter to help persuade the Congress and the Senate and so forth.
800-510-8255. Here's Chris in Oregon with some advice for the Republicans.
As a conservative party, we need to pull together. I mean, the facts of the matter are Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul especially, are not going to win this presidency from Obama. And if we don't pull together, then we are going to have four more years of Obama. And as conservatives, we know what that is going to get us. It's time to come together and do this. The other candidates that are against Mitt Romney or competing with Mitt Romney, they just don't have it. I mean, let's be realists here. We're conservatives, so that means we're realists. We look at the bottom line, and this is just ridiculous. Let's move forward and get through this. This is not a religious thing. This is an economical thing. Mitt Romney is clearly the leader that's going to help pull this country out of this economic pitfall that we're in.
All right, that's a wrap on this. Utopia.